Hello, everyone. Welcome to Applebee Asia Talks. My name is Ethan Huang. I'm a partner in the investment funds team in Applebee's Hong Kong office. Today, we will be talking about the recent regulatory updates in the Cayman Islands. In particular, I'm going to share some updates on new corporate governance and internal control requirements for all Cayman regulated entities. This conversation does not constitute legal advice. Instead, the purpose of this conversation is to share our thoughts on the issues pertaining to the recent Cayman Islands regulatory updates, including the new corporate governance and the internal control requirements for all Cayman regulated entities. One of the most important recent updates in the Cayman Islands is Cayman Islands has been removed from the EU AML list on 7 February. From that date, the Cayman Islands again will be a permissible jurisdiction for the establishment of a securitization special purpose entities for the purposes of Article Securitization Regulation. So next, I'm going to share some most frequently asked questions from our funds clients in relation to the new corporate governance and internal control requirements for all Cayman regulated entities, which became effective in October last year. So in context of investment funds, the rules and the statements of governance are to be adhered to by the governing body and its members. So in the context of a corporate structure investment fund, the governing body will be the board of directors of a company. Firstly, one of the most frequently asked questions will be, while the rules and the statements of governance do not contain a certification process, we currently anticipate that the fund annual return for private funds and mutual funds will be changed in the calendar year 2024 to 2025. To require some level of confirmation from the governing body of the fund along the lines of the current requirement to confirm how many operate meetings a year currently take place. I'm also going to cover the frequency of the operator meetings or the board meetings or the meetings of the governing body later. The second point would be, so in addition, we anticipate that most funds will need to make some changes to their offering documentation or make some up-to-date investor disclosure about the requirements of the rules of the statements of governance. The third most frequently asked questions would be, the governing body must establish an audit committee or equivalent that is commensurate with the size, complexity, structure, nature of business, and the risk profile of the relevant fund, and establish its frame of reference and the scope of activity. For example, for an investment fund with two directors, it is likely that they will constitute the audit committee, but it is also important that there is a written frame of reference in the scope of activity for that committee. The next would be, as I just mentioned, the frequency of the board meeting. The members of the governing body of the fund must hold regular meetings at least annually, and depending on the size, nature, and the complexity of the fund, more frequently. More importantly, the minutes should include the items that require periodic review, such as reports from outsourced service providers, such as the investment manager and the administrator. Here is for today's Applebee Asia Talks.